Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Workday Playdate with Improve It, where we help you stop working through your day and start playing through it instead. I'm your gal, your host, Erin Deal, the founder of the professional development company Improve It. And this month, we are diving into one of my favorite topics of all time, intention setting. Now, I'm not talking about setting an intention that says drink more water and hoping you remember it until Wednesday. I'm talking about truly rewiring your thoughts, your habits, and your energy to match the person you're becoming. And today's guest is here to help us do exactly that. Today, we are talking all about the science of self-healing and high performance and how to align your mind, your body, and your energy so you can actually sustain your success without burning out. You are going to hear today from the one and only Carrie Drinkwine. This episode, first and foremost, if you have little ones running around, grab some earmuffs. We do some swearing. There's some laughing. There's some crying. Carrie tells a very personal and real story, but let me give you a little bit of background on Carrie. She's a globally recognized leader in holistic wellness and regenerative health. She's a certified regenerative health practitioner, a clinical iridologist, a traditional naturopath, and a success and freedom coach. She's also the founder of the Institute of Regenerative Health, where she trains and certifies practitioners all over the world. And she owns Wise Wellness Holistic Clinic, where she helps clients restore their bodies, reconnect to their energy, and live fully. So if you've been feeling stuck, if you've been feeling tired, or just like you're not performing at your best, this conversation is for you. Now, here's the deal. Most of us, myself included, are running on caffeine, cortisol, and chaos. We've been told that hustling harder is the only way to get ahead. We wear our burnout like a badge of honor. But what if that's not the success that we are actually craving? What if it's actually disconnection that we're doing instead of connection? We are so busy chasing goals that we forget our bodies are the engine behind everything we do. When your body is inflamed, your nervous system is maxed out and your brain is on overdrive, and no amount of motivation or journaling can fix that. You really can't outperform your biology. So that's why this conversation with Carrie is so important. She's going to show us how to rewire not just the mind, but the entire body using science-backed self-healing principles that help you feel better, focus longer, and thrive higher. Now, Carrie is going to do all of this by sharing a very personal and intimate story with us that happened to her very recently. I am so, so honored that she chose to share this story here. I will say it is going to be a tearjerker, so prepare yourself. Now, here's where we can understand, have an aha moment about our bodies and the self-healing. I will say that research from the National Institute of Health shows that over 75% of doctor visits are linked to stress-related conditions. That means that most of what sends us to the doctor isn't random illness, it's lifestyle, it's mindset, and it's imbalance. But here is the good news. Your body is designed to heal itself. Science tells us our cells regenerate, our nervous system can reset, and our energy can be rewired when we give our bodies the right environment. And that's what Carrie is all about. She's about teaching people to become the environment their body can thrive in. So grab your coffee, your water, your favorite grain juice, because we are about to learn how to rewire for high performance from the inside out. Let's get into today's playdate with Carrie Drinkwine. Okay. Carrie freaking Drinkwine. Okay. You were, first of all, the coolest name ever. Second of all, dope human in real form, as I can tell through the podcast interwebs. Welcome to Workday Playdate.
Thanks for having me. I promise I'll be fun.
I bet you are. I already feel it. I'm like, God, I just want to like sit down. What I would love is to like go to a coffee shop with you and just sit down like we're having coffee. And that's what we're going to do today. I'm just already going to pull out my little cup of Joe because Carrie, your background and your life is so fascinating. But before I just found out some nuggets before we hit record. So before we do that, I want to just be intentional. I would love for us to set an intention. We call our community the peeps. So what is one word, an intention that you want to set for our time together today? It could be a word you want to give, a word you want to receive. What's a word that comes to mind?
Flow.
Ooh. Okay, tell me why you chose flow.
Because I think that's what almost everyone is lacking in their life is, like, if we want to be real geeky, flow on in the internal environment. There's lack of flow in the body, which creates stagnancy and disease. There's lack of flow in life where we're just constantly getting interrupted, distracted, right? This interruption, we're always having like obstacles or things that seem to be getting in the way. And so I visualize water that always effortlessly, it moves over an obstacle, under, it doesn't even care what's in its way, it just keeps flowing. And that's really how I try to approach life is, okay, there's always going to be an obstacle. There's always going to be a thing. Can I just flow over it, under it, around it, and just keep flowing?
Oh my God, Carrie. That just made me, I got like a real pretty visual. Okay, I saw some rocks as you were flowing through that rod and be like, no, I'm just going to go over it or around it. And you're just moving through. I feel that. I have been really trying. Well, and I also love that you used disease as dis-ease, because that whole other podcast we could go into about that. But I truly believe that our thoughts manifest our reality. And if we can just allow ourselves to be in flow, like things just happen naturally. Like this show, I feel like I'm just going to sit back and relax and allow, because you just bring such a dope energy. And also just the work that I already know you do, which I would love to tell our audience about. I just want to start there, because I don't want to get into deep science right away, or even if we don't even want to go there, we don't have to go there. But how did you land here in this work? Like, what drew you into regenerative health and helping people connect to their body and help them naturally be able to heal themselves?
Honestly, hell on earth.
Yeah, sure.
Literally hell at my door. And massive levels of disassociation from my body, right? So I grew up a sick kid. I had lots of problems. I had a reflux valve issue as a baby. My parents thought I was just a jerk, like a really bad kid. Turned out I had this huge infection problem. I was put on loads of antibiotics for the first 8 months of my life. I had 3 corrective surgeries at one that just spiraled into multiple health issues, asthma, bronchitis, nebulizers, hospitalizations, lots of antibiotics. I always had pneumonia growing up. And then when I, you know, hit 18, I became a very young mom, which is quite shocking. So the emotional illness that comes in that, I'm married to a very abusive person. I'm so grateful for it, though. It's such a good thing for me. It helped me really find myself in every way. And then it was after that divorce, after I really realized, like, oh my God, I married my mother. Well, that's interesting. Those are the two things we do as women. We marry it or we become it. Men as well. And I was like, light bulb, like, oh, I need to get out of here or I'll die. But it was after that my divorce that I was actually started, all these symptoms started coming to me, like chronic, painful, heavy periods, like to the level you're on the floor, like you had a miscarriage and it's just your cycle. Rashes, hives, painful feet. I would pass out if I got up too fast. I started blacking out. I couldn't drive anymore. Chronic constipation. I'm talking pooping once a week and drinking coffee and apple cider vinegar. Like it was terrible. Yeah. And then it just started to go into all kinds of issues, blood sugar issues, neurological pain, Raynaud's, my hands and arms went numb, regularly chronic insomnia. I would sit up all night long. I was just sick. I was sick. And everybody kept telling me everything was normal on my labs. And I was like, how is this normal? Like, and they wanted to send me out the door with a Xanax because I said I was anxious. And I was like, okay. But then I was diagnosed with early onset lupus, Hashimoto, and fibromyalgia when I was 30 years old. And I was also diagnosed with what they call unexplained infertility. And I put that in quotations because I've had two babies since that infertility diagnosis. And that was it. It was like, I was faced with, you're not going to live very long. You already have two children. And then you're 30. So here's your pills and go home and die a slower death. And I just decided, I was like, yeah, that's not gonna work for me.
That's right.
That's not gonna work for me.
Not today. Nope. Not today. Carrie, dude. Oh, okay. I just know, because we've done a series about self-healing on this show a couple years ago. So many people are dealing with the same thing. They go to the doctor. They can't be diagnosed. I mean, myself included. Like, I literally had chronic back pain for 2 years that I did every type of, like, x-ray, MRIs, CT scan, nothing. Nothing showed up. But it was literally those repressed emotions stored in my body that I had to go. So that is that what brought you to this? You did the inner work to fix the
outer. Yeah, I did both. I mean, I had to do both. So I always say, let the body heal the mind. You know, we're all here going mindset, 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 mindset. But if your gut is broken and your hormones are out of whack, there's no way your mind's going to be right. So right. Let's just, you know, so I worked through the body. I started detoxifying my body. I did. I had mold toxicity. I didn't know the place I was in had mold. I was always waking up with like tonsil stones and I was so swollen, I could barely bend my hands. So I had to detox the terrain. So I actually started detoxing my body, clearing out heavy metals, parasites, mold, mycotoxins, all those sorts of things. And it was really in the middle of my detox that one day I was having a great day, went to yoga, biked to yoga, sunny, beautiful day, come home, taking a shower. And I'm getting ready to get my kiddos off the bus and get to work, all these things. And I just start weeping on the shower floor, like crying harder than I've ever cried in my life. And I was like, what is going on? And it's this, what one of my sayings is, the issues are in the tissues and the emotional issues. Yeah. So the issues are always stored in the tissues and the emotional issues deeply impact the fascial tissues. And this is the network of life. This is what communicates with everything in the body, every cell, every tissue, your entire field. The quantum field is being in communication with the fascia. So if the fascia has trauma stored, you start attracting and vibrating trauma. So this is like literally why I talk about like manifestation, wealth, all of it all has to do with the state of your terrain and your emotional health. And so I just started realizing, like, I was regrieving my whole divorce. I had so much unforgiveness. Like, you know, I was raised like a Christian girl. Like, you get married once and that's it. And so, like, I got pregnant at 18. I was married and divorced. Like, I did everything wrong. And so there was so much grief and, like, rejection and lack of acceptance for myself. And it was really in that moment that I realized I needed to forgive myself or I was never going to heal.
Oh, and I freaking love it. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. Don't let me stop you, because I'm just like, yes. And yes, and keep going. Cause like so many people, you know, are constantly seeking results. They're trying to go to the doctors to find out what's wrong. They're looking to science. They're looking to medicine. They're looking and looking and looking, but people don't stop and take a moment to look inward. The issues are in the tissues is something I will never freaking forget ever. Yeah.
The issues are in the tissues and the emotional issues are in the tissues. And so like, I have a whole chart that I teach in my institute where it's like, we cannot ignore emotions. So I'm just going to give you one example. I think of if you had someone broke up with you, okay? And you were madly in love with them and just blindsided you. What would happen? You would not be able to get off the couch. Your apartment's a mess. You can't eat. You can't take care of yourself. And you're just like, you have no life force. You've called into work 6 times, you know? And then all of a sudden, say they call you and they're like, I've made a terrible mistake. I'm on my way over. You would shoot out of bed. You would clean your whole apartment. You would do your hair and makeup. You'd be all put together in no time. Where the hell did that energy come from? It came because the emotional body regulates the physical body. So you literally went from no life force to all of the life force in matter of seconds because the emotions could completely shift the voltage in your body. So this is how impactful emotions are, right? This is how important they are. And so when we don't know how to process something, we store it. And, you know, when we look at all the different, you know, meridians, like top of the meridian, top of the head is the gallbladder. And then under the ribs, each rib, actually, you have a meridian that is your liver. And these are repressed sadness and repressed anger. So they can be ancestral. So where am I pushing down something that may be very, very sad because I had to keep going, right? Like I had a 13-day-old baby when my husband left. And so, you know, a 13-day-old baby and a 5-year-old, I was taking care of by myself, and I was in college and working full time, and I didn't have time to process those emotions. I had mouths to feed, nursing mom. I was a college student. Those got stored deep, right? And so they deeply impacted liver and gallbladder. And then I started having period problems, which is actually related to your liver. I started having digestive issues, which is related to your liver. You know, so I actually think most of my sickness, yes, there was physical toxins, but most of it was emotionally triggered. And then we like the pancreas, and that's guilt and grief. And, you know, the lungs are grief and survival. Large intestine is grief. The heart is abandonment. The small intestine is abandonment. You know, when we get into the stomach area, we look at so many things of worry. The spleen is worry. So what digestive issues, what worry are you carrying? What are you not letting go of? So our whole body is impacted by our emotions. And like it or not, it's just the truth. So just deal.
Yeah. It just is. Yeah. No, and I had a dark night of the soul, like hell on earth, like you were saying too. And I know all of this to be so true. Like, I truly healed myself through dealing with these emotions. I mean, it was not an overnight success. It was like deep, like I was on the bathroom floor screaming, I'm broken. Yeah. I was journaling. I was in therapy. I was going to like Reiki, and I was going to like craniosacral therapy and all the different types of therapies that I feel like are holistic, but are maybe not mainstream. So I just want to acknowledge that I know what Carrie is talking about works. Like, Carrie, this to me is such an important topic. I'm so fascinated by it. Now we talked about this before, you have five kids together with your husband. Like, you have three of your own, two, it's by marriage, right? Am I right in that?
Four of my own and one by marriage.
One by marriage, which is wild. So your infertility issues were also solved by going into the internal work. So, okay, I just want to like put this to my peeps community, because there's so many high functioning, high achievers, high performing people that listen to this show. And let's say somebody's doing all the health hacks that they can. They're doing all the right things. You know, they're going to therapy. They're trying the cold plunge. They're doing all the things, but they still feel exhausted. What is one step that they could do today to get their energy and their focus back? Like, what if you were, if I was me 3 years ago and I'm like, Carrie, I'm freaking going to therapy, I'm journaling, I'm going to Reiki, I'm cleansing my chakras, I'm going to craniosacral, but I still feel tired. What would you say?
Oh, this is really complex. So, a couple things. One, slow down. I know it's for the CEOs, right? Slow down. Your body's not a machine. Like, she's actually a garden, and she blooms when she's tended to, right? So is she being tended to with love and not pressure? We're so over-masculated in this world. I'm speaking from direct experience of having no idea what the divine feminine was, right? Like, what do you mean feminine? Like, yeah. I wear things that are cute. Right?
Yeah, I have heels. I have heels and I wear dresses. No.
Heels Carrie, and I wear real cute clothes.
Totally with you on this. Like, I just found my divine feminine side, I would say, in the past year. Like, it's 42 years of masculine
energy. I'm 42
energy.
Also, and I've just now found it also.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild.
40s are amazing, ladies. Like, the 40s and 50s, just like, yes. But the modern woman's been living in survival mode. We're producing, grinding, giving, achieving, right? We're the mothers, we're the workers, but we really haven't been receiving it all. And this is the true dis-ease. And so I look at that, the body's wisdom really speaks through like intuition, through subtle energies, but we have been way too loud and way too busy to listen to any of that. So we don't even know why we're tired. We're tired because we're overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed, we're overworked, we're undernourished, we're undersupported, we aren't receiving enough love. And so for me, it's like really looking at the whole picture is like, are we in a masculine world? Are we over-masculating ourselves? How fatigued are our adrenals? Now, we can talk about the physical stuff that's kind of boring, but the physical stuff would be parasite overgrowth that are taxing your adrenals. That's a huge one. And that will create mitochondrial dysfunction. So cleaning the body always cleans, like brings up your energy. But if you're still tired and you've cleaned the body and you're doing the things and you're doing the journaling, like you mentioned, like you need to take a sacred pause and take a good look in the mirror and say, what am I not willing to allow myself to bring up or to feel? And the reason this is so important is because I like to think of when you have an emotion that's stored in a tissue, when I say the issues in the tissues, I mean it. So that that emotion is depleting what I call the tissue salts. So we have essential salts that run our body and minerals, and it's taking energy. Everything is voltage. So what's the difference between you and me and a dead person? I have a current. You have a current. They don't. We have the same organs. We might even have the same blood panels. You and I are the same age, you know, but I have a current. You have a current. They don't. Their electricity went out. The voltage is gone. So anytime you have fatigue, you're in low voltage state. So our cells actually need to maintain a negative 20 to negative 25 millivolts all the time just to run. In order to actually heal, say I got a cut on my arm and I need to heal that cut, the voltage of where this cut is needs to increase to negative 50 millivolts. That's how high it goes. So if you're a slow healer, your voltage is too low. So slow healing is a big sign. Like, oh, I've had this injury forever. Voltage is too low. And then if you hit negative 70 millivolts, that's stem cell level, rapid fire healing. When we get below that negative 25 millivolts, that's the fatigue, the brain fog, that I just can't get up. I can't seem to get it together. And so, and when we get to negative 15, that's cancer as we know it. We overcomplicate cancer like this big boogeyman thing, but it's really just low voltage and the cell has lost its ability to repair itself entirely because it doesn't have enough energy to do so. So the cell goes, it's all it is. It's like, hey, I don't have enough battery, right? It just battery down. And so what happens is that the cell goes into, I'm in the world alone mode. I'm a single, simple, purple eukaryote bacteria, and I don't know how to do anything but replicate just to stay in survival. Women are living in survival just like a cancer cell. So this is what is sucking out our voltage. We're alone and we're in survival. So I'm telling you, it's the emotional healing 10 out of 10 times. And I don't know what's allowed to be talked about on the show, but
I would say, there.
Yeah. Okay, somatic emotional healing is amazing. You know, creating a sacral is amazing. Toning, vagal toning, even listening to like sound bowls that like you're like, I don't know how to do that, Carrie. I didn't even know how to cry. I remember saying, I don't know how to cry. I hadn't cried in like, that's not normal. Who goes 8 years without crying? And like going,
Oh, can I tell you something? You made me cry on this show already. Do you see me hold back tears? Like, truly, truly. I'm like, you made me cry. Like, I keep going. But I mean, I understand
the feminine
that.
Is unfolding. That's good. I cry all the time now. Yeah. So now I'm like always tearing up because I'm alive again.
Yeah.
You know, I had put up such a heart wall because it's protection. Yes. We're protecting ourselves. And I always say, you know, when we put up that protection, it's to keep ourselves in, but then we keep ourselves isolated. And then we go into that low voltage, I'm alone state. And so honestly, the most profound healing in my entire life has been through plant medicine.
I want to talk about that. We have to go into that. Wait, pause on that. And let's start, because I want to talk before you go into plants. Repeat what you said by getting still and looking in the mirror. What did you say to yourself?
Just really looking inside of yourself and saying, what emotions am I not willing to accept that I have? What emotions am I not willing to process that are still inside? Right? Because just touch each part of your body. I'm not kidding. Like touch the gallbladder and just say repress this or anger. Mm-hmm. And just say it. They'll start to tear up. You know it's there.
Yeah.
Come here, parasympathetic, and say, anxiety, I feel alone. Right? This is sympathetic nervous system. This is parasympathetic. Just touch certain parts of your body and see where it is. Thyroid, you know, just start to move the thyroid and say, what's here that I need to feel? Nothing comes out. It's not there. Keep moving. But we're so disconnected from our body, you know, coming into here. This is small intestine on the front side. And this one is related to abandonment. And just say, I release abandonment. Right? I release abandonment and any emotional baggage associated with it, never to return. And you'll start to notice like the emotions start to come out, and abandonment, small intestine, heart, around the same meridian, front to back. Then you come down into the abdomen, and this is worry and spleen. So the back is spleen, the stomach in the middle of the stomach is the stomach is worry in the middle. And then you come down to the bladder, which is the pubic bone, and that's fear. And then the same part on the back is kidney, and that's fear. So we'll have kidney fatigue from running in fear mode. We'll have adrenal fatigue from running in fear as well. So I actually just go, what am I not willing to admit that I'm feeling that I don't want to feel, right? And then I'll start to, if that doesn't do it for me, sometimes I'll just stand in the mirror and say the Ho'oponopono prayer. And I love you. I thank you. I'm sorry. And just keep saying it until you have a breakthrough. You will start to weep because you've never received your own love. You've always given love, but you've never received your own love. You've never, you know, picked up and reparented that little girl and put her up on your shoulder, you know, and said, I'm so proud of
you. Carrie. Okay, hold on. We get into plant medicine, but mama needs a minute. Okay, because like we laugh on this show, but we can cry. Okay, and that's what I'm doing. And holy shit. I'm just going to say it. Like you just struck, and I hope people who are listening to this, wherever you are in the world, can take a note and write this down. Because when you said that, what emotion am I willing to feel that I'm not usually willing to feel, and looking at yourself in the mirror and like saying that I love you, I see you, like all of those things just hit me. Cause right now I have some weird head cold situation going on. I can feel like my ears clogged, just like a weird, like something's happening here. And my first instinct was, okay, what emotionally am I dealing with? And I know I've been running on overdrive. I'm in that mode. And I felt like as soon as you gave myself permission to say what that emotion was, it's exhaustion. It's overperformance. I wouldn't call it fear. I would just call it.
It's overdrive mode. You've just been in overdrive as you can remember. Me too.
Yeah.
I had such a profound, and here's where we'll get to laughter. When you ladies, whoever's listening to this, when you actually like deal with these emotions, yeah, it's ugly when you're dealing with it. Like you're like ugly crying on the bathroom floor. Like it's the whole thing, right? But afterwards you feel so free. And I will tell you now, I am so light and so goofy and so fun. Like I wake up and my kids, we like play wiggle, wiggle, wiggle and like dance. And like, you know, just like, we're just goofy. And it's because you aren't carrying this weight around to like look for a comedy show or drink alcohol so you can feel goofy. Like you just are because you're light from the inside out.
Oh my God, Carrie. I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Carrie Drinkwine. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to my conversation with Carrie Drinkwine. Now, hey, friends, before we get back to the show, quick reminder, if you're listening to this episode and thinking, I need to set my year up with more purpose, I've got you. Our intention setting workshop is designed to help you stop reacting to your life and start creating it. In this highly interactive and high energy experience, our seasoned facilitators will guide you through improvisational activities, introspective exercises, and customized debriefs centered around one theme: visualization plus values equals verified results. You'll develop your personalized ideal day framework for structuring time with intention, identify your core values and your guiding word for the year, and walk away with habits that align your daily actions with your long-term goals. Now, we host this workshop in person for up to 100 people for 2 hours, or virtually for up to 50 people in 90 minutes. If your team or organization is ready to set intentions that stick, visit Improve It. And our website is learntoimproveit.com to make it happen. That's learntoimproveit.com. Now, really, back to the show. Okay, I want to hear about plants. Tell me about your plant medicine. Tell me how that has been profound for you. I'm so down to hear this.
Oh my gosh. Probably the most profound thing I've ever done. So I was always like, you're the healer, you're the medicine. And I do believe you are the medicine. Like we are our own medicine, but sometimes we need a canoe to take us across the river. And that's how I view plant medicine. And I don't work with all of them. I'm a purist. I'm a very big purist. I believe in only working what's true to the earth, what hasn't been altered, what's 100% organic. And I don't work with medicines that disconnect you more. You know, a lot of medicines are disconnecting you and disassociating you. Like people are doing like ketamine, you know,
yeah.
And it's like crazy. Like it's a no. It's a dissociative narcotic. We're already disassociated. How are you going to connect with yourself through a dissociative narcotic? And you know, so we're going up into other realms and you're completely out of your body. That's the first problem. We need to be in our body. Women have not been in this thing. We're wearing it and we're putting heels on it, but we're not in it.
Yeah.
Because when it gets too intense, we abandon ship.
That's right.
And we
That's
have
right.
what's called soul loss. So ladies, what I want you to do is ask when you've had soul loss in your life. Was it a breakup? Was it something that shocked you? Is it a parent that left? That's soul loss. And those soul losses happen, and the medicines help you heal those soul losses. They're so, so, so powerful. Like they bring them up and they're like, here's what's on the table that you're not wanting to look at. So for me, I had buried them so deep. I was like, I'm good. I'm really good. But then I was seeing like all the shit hit the fan in my life. Like the water heater breaks down, the car breaks down, like somehow I make $1 million and it's all gone. And like, you know, like just, it was just this cycle, a cycle of trauma. And I was like, this is a me thing. This is definitely a me thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like brought to my knees last year. So this year I almost died in Peru. And yeah, it's real intense.
Okay, wait, how? Tell me that. Tell me that.
So I had a surgery to remove abdominal scarring. So as I had started this call, I had 3 surgeries as an infant and I had an appendectomy. So I had 4 surgeries before I was 16 years old. And then I had 4 cesarean births, 2 of them being emergency. And I had scars on scars on scars and my abdomen was thick and ropey and it was wrapping around my pelvic floor. It was affecting my back and my hips. And they were like, you're going to need a hysterectomy unless you get the scarring out. And I was like, okay. So I shopped forever for a surgeon, could not find one in the United States that wanted to do it. They all wanted to give me an abdominoplasty, it's called. I'm like, I don't want a tummy tuck. I want you to remove the scar tissue.
Yeah.
So I found a friend, a dear friend of mine that lives in Florida, also lives in Peru. And she's like, Carrie, my best friend's dad is the top surgeon in all of Central America. He is the guy to go to. And him and his daughter, Dr. Vanessa, are like the surgeons where like celebrities, if they've been in an accident, they get a face mutilated, they go there and he reconstructs them. And so I sent my case over to them and they were like, yeah, we can see you Wednesday. It was Saturday, by the way.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. How about a like, plane, flight, hotel, bada bing, bada boom.
Well, Irina was like, you'll come with me and just stay at my house in Peru. Now she's like, I'm leaving on Tuesday. And I was like, okay.
Okay,
so on Tuesday, I was on a flight, but I always believe that like you can't pray for something to come to your door and then when it comes, ignore it.
Exactly.
So I did. I went and I had the surgery done. I removed all the scarring out of my abdomen. It was an 8.5-hour long surgery. While I was in, I had a breast reduction as well because I was like, I'm under, might as well do it. My breasts have always been too large for my body and it's made me feel uncomfortable in my skin. So I got them smaller. And then that was it. And the surgery went great, but it was this whole thing, and I'll summarize it really fast. I chose not to do antibiotics. I brought my own NanoSilver instead. I signed a waiver. And so I was drinking NanoSilver every day, so everything was going great. Everything was, like, perfect. I think day 6 or 7, I walked too much, and I developed an internal bleed on the right side.
Oh, man.
And so it was my fault. Again, the fucking CEO that can't sit down. Sorry, I shouldn't swear.
That's okay.
The CEO
That's
that okay. can't sit down. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I literally made myself bleed internally because I was like, I need to hit my 10,000 steps, you idiot. Like, you just had surgery.
I did the same. Yep. Keep going.
So they say, okay, it's going to reabsorb, but it doesn't reabsorb. And they're like, we need to bring you back in for surgery. So they take my blood and they're like, blood looks great. No infection. Everything looks good. You're good to go. We can bring you into surgery. Now I'm going back under, being recut open hip to hip 10 days after the first surgery. Okay. So, and they put drain tubes in. I come out and they say, I know you don't want antibiotics, but you have to because it's the same surgery once you're opened up a second time. I fold all my intuition. I tell them, I'm like, I have my own protocol. I have my own clinic in Minneapolis. Like, I know what I'm doing. And they were like, please carry it. And so this was the lesson of a lifetime for me. I listened to them and not to myself. And I folded and I started antibiotics. Within 24 hours, I was covered in rashes. Within 48 hours, my belly looked like I was 6 months pregnant. Within 72 hours, I had 105 fever. I lost my sight and I was hospitalized. And I had a full-blown raging infection. And so what's interesting is the infection, I was like, oh my God, you got an infection because you did the surgery in Peru. we ended up sorting it after a long, long time, a bunch of stuff. Antibiotics. They did IV antibiotics after that, after I'm crying and I'm telling them, like, I don't need IV antibiotics. I said, whatever I have is resistant to antibiotics. I know this. Let me do my protocol. My husband had to fly in from the United States with a bunch of supplies from the clinic with the little babies and all the things. And they had collapsed 9 veins in my arms. We're trying to, because my body, they were putting in such high, like jet fuel was going to my veins to kill the bacteria. And they would put it in and my vein, they would get the IV in and they would put saline through it. No problem. They would put the antibiotic in. My vein would collapse and shut the antibiotic out and reject it. So my body's intelligence was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Nope.
No. And then they were looking for, you know, ones in my groin. I just said, enough. We're doing this my way now. And I started drinking boatloads of the NanoSilver. Like I was drinking 2 bottles a day. And by the 3rd day, that was the one I got reeled. I see the 3rd day after the 3rd hospitalization, I woke up on the bathroom floor and I don't remember how I got there. I don't remember anything from the whole day before, like the night before, I couldn't see anything. I was blind, but I had all this pressure in my abdomen and I kept saying I'm ripping from the inside. And they were like trying to tell me they were transferring me hospitals. There was like paramedics everywhere. And they were saying, we're transferring a hospital. I said, no, if you transfer me, I'll die. I just knew I would. I knew it because they wouldn't let me do my own thing. My doctor was letting me do my own thing, which was a miracle. But something better happened. I leaned forward and like squeezed. And this sounds disgusting, but my whole incision from hip to hip reopened. And this lymphatic infection that was looking like I was 7 months pregnant was pouring down my legs.
Oh my God, Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible, right? Okay.
Yes.
So I get rushed into 3rd surgery instead of transferred, where they washed my abdomen out and my doctor saved my life in every way. She was so humble. She washed me out with NanoSilver. She let me IV NanoSilver into my blood. And because no antibiotics were working, we got the bacterial results back so they took this fluid that was coming out of me and they sent it to the lab. It came back and it said it's resistant to literally everything. I had a super bug and ended up tracing it back to my infancy. So basically it was the same bacteria that I had developed that immunity to, that resistance to. So I had had 8 months straight of antibiotics and they stopped working and they had to operate on me. That bacteria was in the scar tissue they cut out.
Stop it. Carrie, this is crazy. This story is
insane. And like my whole life, I had been walking around with my not knowing why I was tired. My body was fighting low grade its whole effing life. And I did everything under the sun to break down the scar tissue naturally. I did like castor oil packing, red light therapy. I had procaine injections, which get the scar tissue to break down. I took Gatucola. I did radio frequency. I spent $25,000 trying to do it naturally and not get cut open. And it would not break down. And now I know why. My body's intelligence was like, if we break this down, she dies.
Oh, so, my God. Carrie.
Yeah. And I almost went in Florida. So, like, this is so good that I didn't because, first of all, America would never have let me do NanoSilver or Redox or any of my things. And I have a really good medium. And she goes, I was like, why did I choose Peru? Because at first I hadn't put all the pieces together. And she goes, it was 100% clear that if you would have done it in America, you would have died.
Yes.
And
yes,
your health go to Peru.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. For the person who doesn't know what NanoSilver is, can you explain what that is? Why were you injecting NanoSilver?
Well, I drank it. So usually you would drink it. It's not actually meant for injection. I just said, if I'm going to die, well, let's give it all we got. NanoSilver is incredible. It's a high antibacterial, but it leaves the healthy bacteria alone. It is not like colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is too heavy. It can act like a heavy metal. It can turn your skin color. Like people get all these weird silvers that they're using. They don't know what they're doing. Yes, they're antibacterial, but they're not meant for ingestion like that. I work with a spherical silver that's charged with water that literally leaves the body in 24 hours. It only goes after harmful pathogenic bacteria and removes it. And it's nanoparticle size. So basically it's not so small that it can bioaccumulate in the cell. It's larger so that it deals with everything around the cell. Because if it can bioaccumulate in the cell, then you can have silver toxicity. So I work with the top pharmaceutical biochemist in the world that's created this. And this is what we use at our clinic. So it's called Avini The two things you need to have in your house all the time, Avini, Cell Defender, Zeolites, and Nano Silver from them. Those two things saved my life. They literally just suck up toxins and you pee them out. It's just like, and wow. It just went out. So I had called the company, the owner. They were so amazing. They opened on a Sunday. My husband had three trips round and round and round from Peru to save my life. And he went from Prude into Miami. They opened the headquarters for him on a Sunday, gave him 15 bottles. He got back on a Prude, was back in my hospital by 11:30 that night. But it saved my life. It absolutely saved my life. And no antibiotic could touch it. Infectious disease said, you need to write your will. And
oh,
you're
going
to die. And I did. I did write my will. I did say goodbye to my teenagers, which was awful.
Oh, my God.
I know. Insane, right? But here's the thing. We're talking about emotions here. I was like, this is energetic.
Yes.
An energetic attack of a lifetime. It's like my back was so far against the wall. It was, Carrie, do you believe in yourself or not?
Oh, my God. Carrie, this story is insane. Insane. This was a year ago.
No, it was 5.5 months ago. Yeah.
If y'all can't see me, my mouth just dropped. My jaw, I'm picking it up off the floor. So we're recording this. We are recording it early. It's airing in January, but we're recording it early. I am shooketh right now. And look at you. You're like vibrant. You're so full of life. You're joyful. When you came on this call, I was like, Kira's going to be my friend. Sorry. I'm not sorry. And she has these beautiful, if you can't see on the video, she has these beautiful blinds because she's in Belize right now. Because what are you doing in Belize?
I'm leading a sacred woman's retreat, actually a healing retreat.
Okay. So she's in Belize. She basically, and I have so many questions for you that I will ask later because they're just like, okay, these are logistical questions because I have so many, I love to travel. So we'll get back to that after the call. But I would have never known had you not told me this story that you were literally on your deathbed 5.5 months ago and you believed in your own intuition of your own body. You listened to your body that was sending you signals. You went inward. And I always believe in a healthcare system. Like we always have to be our own advocate. Like that's just, the system is designed to fail us. Honestly, I believe that. And I got a lot of friends in the medical field, not tell them. And I think for what I am gaining and gleaning and just like soaking in from you, is that our bodies have the wisdom. We have the wisdom. We just have to get into the flow. There is your word to find it. Because in the masculine toxic energy that is run, 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 you, again, we're trying to get your 10,000 steps in. I get it. Me too. I just had a surgery on my leg and I did the same thing.
Well, I will say this though. That might have been what saved my life, actually. Being a psycho and getting my 10,000 steps in. I've been backtracking the story because it's still like just that. Like I just actually moved through the emotional healing of it and I had to go under some medicine for 3 days. And it was like, because I couldn't cry. I was just trying to keep face for my kids. I was like, Mama's fine. Mama's fine. Don't you worry. Mama's fine. You know, yeah. And I want to scare them. My little boy is highly gifted telepathic. So he is real in tune. And he goes, Mom, you're not fine. And he was 4. And I said, Mama's gonna be fine. You know, and I just kept it together. And then I missed so much work. We spent over 6 figures saving my life. I missed so much work. We missed our enrollment. So what happened when I got off the plane?
You went Mama back went to work. Back to
work immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had to stop to slow down. So I got told, you need to go under and you need to get quiet or this is also going to take you. And I was like, okay. But through some plant medicine, I was able to like bring it all up and grieve it all out and really realize like what had happened and the power that brought me through. But I've sat and looked back and I was like, if that internal bleed wouldn't have happened, what would have happened is I would have gone on a plane and gone home with an infection. And then I would have been in America.
They would have never.
They would never have let me, and then I would be totally effed, right? So it was actually all divinely orchestrated that I got this small internal bleed that then put me into a second surgery, that then they forced the antibiotics and took me off of my protocol that was working. So my protocol was working. That's why I didn't have any symptoms of infection after the first surgery, because I was using nanosilver, which was not, the bacteria was not resistant to nanosilver, it was resistant to antibiotics. So I didn't know I had an infection. Yeah. So if I would have gone home, I would have been in big, big, big trouble. So like, I guess the silver lining is like, it's always working out for you and for your highest good. Just shh and sit back and trust and keep showing up powerfully for yourself.
I want like literally everybody to hear this story and just take root in that you literally healed yourself. Like you asked, you told the doctors what to do to heal you and you had the wisdom to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that they had the humbleness to let me. You know, yes. I even flew in Dr. Katie Eagle. She was my kid's pediatrician. And then she went through my institute program and became a regenerative health practitioner. And then she had practice in kinesiology as well. And I was like, Katie, I think I need you here. And she flew down. And my doctor, my holistic doctor and my surgeon worked together to build a plan. That is something you would never see in America.
Never, never. Okay. For the human being listening today who hasn't stood in the mirror and asked themselves, what emotions do I need to feel that I'm not allowing myself to feel? Based off your story and what you just told us, what do you want them to walk away with today? What do you want them to do as a result of your key learning in this story, which you are so vulnerable and gracious and courageous to share with us? So thank you.
Mm. You know, I think it's just stop trying to constantly earn approval, earn worth, earn love. We don't have to earn it. We are it. We need to become it. And when we become,
crying again. keep going. Sorry.
I'm crying too, but we really, okay. I mean, I'm speaking from experience. For me, when I stopped trying to earn my worth or get more accreditations, more certifications, so people would say I'm valid, I had built a multi-million-dollar business. I helped thousands of people reverse chronic disease, but yet inside I was still in survival mode. I was still a girl trying prove that I was enough, and I was going down fast. And so for me, one day I realized that until I loved myself, my whole life would always be turmoil. And I realized that I was, you know, just stuck in this little girl that hadn't ever had full approval. And so I gave it to myself. I picked that little girl up. I reparented her. I told her how awesome she was. I'm going to cry now.
yeah, me too. Let's just cry.
Okay. But I told her how amazing she was and how proud of her I was and how freaking fierce she is. I was like, you are one badass, you know what? And I just realized, like, I have to laugh again. I have to dance again. I have to live for joy and not obligation. And so the moment that I reclaimed play and pleasure as sacred in my life, it changed everything. Everything became flow. Everything became effortless. My nervous system softened. My vitality returned. My business started booming again. And every time I drive from the sacral, like, I've got to make this happen, everything is not in flow. And that's why my word was flow. And I get all these problems coming up and I'm like, why am I carrying all the weight? It's the story. I'm in the world alone. Da, da, da. You're recreating your narration. And the moment I came into full love for self and play and joy and like laughter and pleasure, I drew in the most badass business strategist I'd been praying for. She brought her last company from $5 million to $7 billion.
Okay. Is she free? What is she doing?
She's working for me, but I'll care.
She got any bandwidth, Carrie? Can we consult? Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Wait, girl. Yes.
Since Peru. So I started my personal healing a long time ago, but Peru was a come to Jesus moment of, you haven't healed this and I'm going to show you what, like, this is life or death. If you don't heal this, it's your time on earth is up. And so it was really that moment of reclaiming, I get to just be here. I'm not obligated to produce or to provide. I get to be feminine. I get to be understood. I get to be heard. I get to be joy. And joy and love is my medicine for the world.
Oh my God, Carrie, I'm so happy you came on the show. I like feel like I just watched a Lifetime movie with a pint of ice cream. And I'm like, I'm going to sit and cry now because it's so beautiful.
We're supposed to be the joy. I did the opposite of your show. I'm sorry.
No, this is part of it. You can't find the joy without going through it. You got to go through it. But let me ask you this. What are you going to do today to bring more joy to your life? You're in Belize. What are you going to do in Belize?
My kids are right outside. We're going to go jump in the ocean. So we have a bunch of women here with their children. And We're actually doing a women's and children's retreat in Belize. And so it's like families, and the kids are all brought their Halloween costumes. And so we have a bunch of fun stuff. They have like a scavenger hunt on the boat in their costumes. And like, we're just getting families together to not do things and candy and toxins, but to have experiences and life. And so that's what we're doing. We're out here playing with all the kids, and I do yoga for the moms in the morning. I do meditation ensembles at night, and then we do group meals together, and then the kids have a play area. So it's just like restoration for all the families and the children.
You're probably going to want me and my son to come on the next one, probably. And yeah. And also, that was a question I was going to ask you, like, how do you travel so much with your kids? You just bring them.
I suck. I'm such a bad mom in some ways.
No, you're not.
It's the ultimate unschooling. So I will just say this. I've made it a commitment that if I have to not fly first class for my kids to have a private nanny, that's what I do.
Yes.
Like, I make sacrifices other places so that my kids can have the life that they desire or that I want them to have. So they're in Waldorf when we're in Minnesota. They go to Waldorf, and I pay for their position year-round, whether they're there or not, because they love it so much. It's like the ultimate unschooling. It's school in nature. It's lack of pressure.
Yes.
And then when I'm on the road, we have an incredible nanny that's been their nanny since 4 months old, and she speaks 4 languages, and she has her master's in teaching. And so we get all the curriculum from Waldorf, and then they're just getting taught while they're on the road. And we actually send in a picture from each state or each country she's in so that the students still feel connected to them. So we're like, Ash is in, like last week I was speaking at a conference in Miami. So they showed Mommy and Mila on stage and Ashy, and like Waldorf got to see it. And then this week we showed them in Belize City, and now we're in Placencia Island. So that just went in. So each place we go, they show them in class. Oh, this is where Mila is, and she'll be back soon. This is where Ash is. He'll be back soon. So they still feel really connected to their class. And then they're doing all their curriculum on the road.
Carrie, this just like put so many sparks in my brain. You have no idea, because I love traveling, and I'm always like, oh, but my son's in the public school system. Anyway, that's a whole other podcast with Carrie.
All the wealth, and
yes.
Then you put him in your own system. You have a traveling tutor, an online program. You can do whatever you want. School's so
overrated. Carrie,
my kids are traveling. Well, they speak Spanish and English, and they're learning Portuguese right now. And the school system.
I trust your guidance. I trust this, and Carrie, I trust. So we're gonna have Carrie back once I start this for myself. Okay, in a year, give me a year. Give me a 1 to 2 year thing. But I am so just impressed with you. I love the story that you share with us. Thank you so much. And I can see like how your life truly, truly flows. And you brought that here to us today. So I want you to just tell my peeps, where can they find Carrie? Drink wine.
CarrieDrinkWine.com.
That's it. That's
very, very easy.
Oh my
That'll
God. You're
all I do. So I own Regenerative Soul Institute, Institute of Regenerative Health, and Wise Wellness Clinic. But if you just go to CarrieDrinkWine.com, you'll find all my companies and ways that you can work with me if you want.
And you're based when you are at a home base in Minneapolis.
Yeah, for now, until my 16-year-old is almost 18 from my ex-husband, and then we're out.
Okay. Fair. All right. Well, we are so grateful that you came on the show. Like, I can't even tell you. This was like so on so many levels, so restorative for me. So thank you. And I know so many people listening want to connect with you. So find Carrie. Enjoy the rest of your day, Carrie, in Belize. And thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you for having me. You're a joy.
You too. All right, my peeps. That is our show. If you love today's conversation, make sure you share it with a friend, a teammate, your favorite wellness junkie, or a friend that's been saying, I'm fine, when you know they're one more Zoom call away from snapping. I hope you took today's show to heart. I know I have so many wonderful nuggets of wisdom that I am taking with me. Until next time, keep laughing, keep playing, and keep setting those intentions like the high-performing human you are while giving yourself space and rest to give to yourself. This is Erin Deal, and you've been listening to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I'll see you next time.